Chapter 4. President McComber's normally cheerful countenance was somber as he listened. "There's no question about it," the dean said. "Two quizzes were given in that Miss Dunlop's section, and she failed both of them, badly. The final was the departmental exam, the same exam for all seven sections, and consisted of 100 questions."
"100?"
"That's right. It was an objective test, short 2 or 3 word answers. Each of the section men submitted 10 questions, and Professor Hendricks added 30 of his own. No one else saw those 30 questions except Professor Fine, who was given the job of mimeographing the exam."
"Professor Hendricks' secretary?" suggested the president.
"He doesn't have one. Besides, Professor Hendricks assured me he had typed the stencil himself."
"All right."
"Kathy Dunlop got an A in the exam, and it averaged out with the 2 quizzes to give her a C- in the course."
"She could have studied hard and boned up for it, you know," the president observed.
"Professor Hendricks checked with Mr. Balin, her instructor. The girl answered every single question correctly. Mr. Balin said he couldn't have done it himself. 85 right is an A. 100 is unheard of. The way these objective tests work, no one is expected to get all the answers correct."
"All right," said McComber.
"But why assume Professor Fine is to blame? The girl could have got it from a discarded sheet in the wastepaper basket, or from one of the janitors." Dean Hanbury shook her head. Professor Fine was instructed to take a reading on the automatic counter before and after running off the stencil. The difference between the two numbers was 153, and that was the exact number of copies he turned in to Professor Hendricks.
"I see. Did you talk to Professor Fine?"
"No, I didn't think it advisable until I had discussed it with you. I might mention that, according to Professor Hendricks, on several occasions, Professor Fine has remarked that examinations were a lot of nonsense."
"With that attitude, I imagine Professor Fine is quite popular with his students," said McComber wryly.
"I believe he is," she admitted, "and with the younger members of the faculty as well. He's quite outspoken and is regarded as..."